We are Quixie 98.3. It is Brian and Trisha. So there is a new patent that has been released or issued or filed for Microsoft.
Okay.
They have filed a patent for a new sensor that monitors people's body language during meetings to figure out how bored they are.
I don't like this idea.
I don't either.
Uh-uh.
So it says the sensors would also watch people's facial expression and analyze their speech patterns and then figure out how bored they are. They're saying this could be a way for bosses to know if they should improve their meetings and make them more engaging, or maybe it would be more like they would, you know, bosses would use it against the employees.
I feel like that's what would happen in most instances.
I think you could probably look at somebody and read their body language. You don't need a sensor for that. And what if the sensor is wrong?
Yeah, and some people just don't have a face that smiles.
Right.
My wife has a face that smiles. Mm-hmm. You know, her face looks happy most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And she hides her feelings pretty well, whereas I just always look mad. I just have that face. I have beady eyes. I have a round face. And just something about my face looks like I'm always judging everyone, even when I'm not.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes I am. Okay, frequently I am. But the point is, a lot of people don't like me on first sight because they're like, well, I don't know who he thinks he is.
Do people say that to you?
They tell other people and it gets back to me.
Oh, there are no secrets, are there?
No.
Well, I just don't know how many people are going to get this sensor. How many bosses are going to get this? And how do you wear such a sensor? Is it in the...
I think it's built into the camera of your Zoom meeting.
Oh, wouldn't that be something? Anyway, I think it's interesting and I think it's kind of creepy.
We should try it out sometime.
No. No. All we have to do is look up and look around at people. I can read their body language pretty well. For most.
Trisha, the FBI agent.
Detective Caudle.
Oh. Trisha Caudle, human lie detector.